Good morning and welcome to the Automation Morning Show for what is today? Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock in the morning on April 24th, 2024. I want to thank everybody who joins me live. I know I'm a little late today. And I also want to thank everybody who watches after the fact. Appreciate you guys just as much. I know a lot of you start your day before 7 or 8 o'clock and you watch us after the fact. So thank you for joining us. And with that, we're going to start off the show today. This is a very special episode. It's episode 180. And at the end of the show, I'm going to talk about some big changes coming to the show. And but with that, let's go ahead and jump into the news. And we'll start with just thanking the Automation School for sitting in vendor sponsored spot one. And also want to thank, I don't know why it's not there, theautomationblog.com for sitting in vendor spot two. Now, how do we get over there from here? We can go right here. And that'll bring us over to theautomationblog.com. And this is an older computer, so it's not as fast with the internet. But in any case, you can see all the new articles and videos and content we're doing over there. With that, let's go ahead and get into the news. And today was a kind of a strange news day. As a matter of fact, I had to go back and double check and see, what, am I missing something? But no, even though we check over 100 websites every day, you know, sometimes you get a day where there's more literature released than there are new products announced. So in any case, I wanted to start at Paul Haber, because I thought this article was very interesting. Now, if there's any issues with the audio, I did do a pre-check before I launched, but sometimes it changes when we go live. Let me know in the chat. I get the chat here. Oh, and you might notice I am back in Studio A. Let me go full screen here for a minute. So I'm back in Studio A. So I kind of reversed how I did things. I moved things around. And I hope today on the Automation Podcast to give you guys a tour for episode 200 of the Automation Podcast, give you a tour of our offices. But so I just wanted to see, I can't remotely control this particular 4K camera. Did not come with a remote, so I can't zoom out. But in any case, I wish they don't, they all come with apps now. I don't want to have my phone live. As a matter of fact, I probably didn't even mute my phone this morning, which is a big no-no. I just walked in and started live streaming. But in any case, that said, Forhab had a great article about their history in the United States and their facility. I believe it's in Florida, if I read the article correctly. And it was just, I thought it was very interesting how they produce all kinds of products, including VFDs. And you guys may be interested in, you know, to learn what they're manufacturing here in the U.S. and learn about the company overall. But they've been here, I think, since the early 90s when they relocated from Cleveland to Florida, which is, I guess, for the nice weather. Maybe for tax breaks, I don't know. But in any case, I wanted to share that with you. And then next, there it is. It came up in the wrong order. And then next, I wanted to share this image from you. So earlier in the week, we talked about Siemens and Bilt collaborating on an Apple Vision Pro application. And I would wait for the Apple Vision. The Apple Vision Pro, unless you're just a diehard, an Apple Vision Pro, they're very expensive, right? But in any case, this is what the app looks like. I wanted to share this picture with you. I found it as I was looking through the news. I'm like, oh, this is what it looks like. And this looks like, to me, this looks like AR instead of VR, because it looks like that panel. I mean, if you look at the dirt on the running along the baseboard and stuff, that looks like real world. And this is AR, so it's being presented in this field of view. But in any case, I know I've been using the Oculus since they first released their first commercial product, CV1. But in any case, I did not get the latest edition because just don't have time to play on it. And my grandkids are no longer in the area, so they moved halfway across the country, so I don't have anybody to play with. But in any case, from there we go over to an interesting article on Parker, and I marked this one as educational to be released over at the Automation School, because even though it doesn't really get into automation, I just thought it was very interesting. Heat pumps, this kind of goes through a history of the heat pumps and how they work. And I thought you guys might find it interesting, so I wanted to share that with you. From there, we go over to Rockwell. They have an application story about a major water treatment plant. And this water treatment plant, they had a 25-year-old DCS, which, you know, in our industry, you know, it's just kind of long in the tooth, but it's not obsolete by any means. But they were really starting to run out of spares, and they projected out in a few years they wouldn't be able to get any. And they were having trouble too. This is in Turkey. They were having trouble too with support, like in getting people trained. And so Rockwell never mentions who that DCS company was. It was probably one of the big boys. But in any case, the story goes through and talks about how they implemented plant PACS or plant PAX DCS, and you know, there was 2,500 I/O points they had to do, and in doing this, there was more openness, right? So they had more open connections to third-party, you know, controllers and other devices because, you know, in over the last 25 years, you know, things are a lot less closed now than they used to be. So in any case, I thought it was interesting. So I wanted to share it with you guys. From there, we go over to our product of the day. So I worked into the late hours of the night, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, trying to finish that Arduino course. There's a lot of little things you got to do to release a course after you're done filming and editing the videos, which seems like the biggest thing. But that is coming out. Actually, when I'm done this, I'm going to go finish that up. Probably get a couple more hours on that. Then we'll release it. It's $10. It's going to be 10 bucks. And if we can sell 250 of those courses, we will double the amount of hands-on lessons in it and still keep it at 10 bucks. So please, and we also want your feedback because this is my son's first course. He is interviewing to get it back into the gaming world, but I would love to have him continue to contribute on these topics that are related to automation. They're more STEM or maker or, you know, home automation products because he's really into that stuff and like to get, you know, make it available to our audience. Of course, you will be able to buy this for a youngster. If you want to give it to somebody, we will have a voucher available so you can buy a coupon code. Then you can go back in and set up their account and it won't cost anything. You can use their email and whatnot. So we do that so purchasing agents can buy courses for their people as well. So in any case, if we go from there over to a couple of very interesting videos from Emerson. These about their AMS system. Now we cover, I really don't know much about their AMS system except what we've covered in the morning show. But if you watch these videos, you really get a good idea how it works. This first video is kind of like the overview video, right? And I thought they did an excellent job. I love some of the animations they do in these videos. And then the second one was about their vibration monitoring and system. And they're both really short, but they're very well done and very well voice acted. So kudos to them. If you're using any Emerson products, maybe you have a process system and you want to learn more about AMS, I recommend these two. And then we go over to some information about something I was not aware of or forgot about, but it's called the Cymatic Compact Field Unit, right? And there's some new firmware out for it, so I've included that in the links today. And but then I found some new manuals on it too, and I'm like, what is the Compact Field Unit? There's a PA version, and then there's a DIQ version. And so I'll link to this manual that was also new, and I think, yeah, there it is. So some of the tabs opened up. I think the computer was still booting up, so it was a little slow. But in any case, this is what it looks like. So this one's on Profinet, and it's like a block of I.O., right? It's not, you know, IP67. Like, we've covered those products, and we're going to be doing some I.O. link stuff with them, just waiting for them to get back to me. But in any case, this is like what I would consider block I.O. And you see there's quite a bit of inputs and outputs on there. It looks like 16 in, 16 out, just like, I don't know. That's just what I'm seeing from that picture. I don't know if the picture is good enough. Can we get right in there? Oh, maybe we can. Oh, that's as far as it'll let us go. So you guys who have really good eyes might be able to see that. I can. Not from 7 feet from the TV. But in any case, you can see the MAC address. You can see the interface module right here. It looks like it's removable, just like the ET200 SPs. And it does look like, now it's kind of hard to tell. It only looks like 8 and 8 out. Yeah, 0 through 7 and then 8 through 15. So in any case, DIN-rail mountable and interesting device. I haven't heard much about this, so love to learn more about it. In any case, from there, there's a couple of new motor manuals out. Let me back up a couple. So we have the Inomotics motors for cranes. And then we have the Inomotics low voltage motors, DP, GP, and SD. Those are new catalogs out. As well as over at Snyder's site, we have a new Harmony catalog on their 9001K and 9001SK push buttons, switches, and pilot lights. So this looks like a good line here. Definitely looks like it's, I don't know, are those 22 millimeters? They look bigger. So it's OT30, but in any case, those looks like some big boys there. And if you're using the Harmony operators, you may want to check that out. And again, some of the tabs are in the wrong order. We bounce back to Siemens here, and we see a new manual on that IoT 2050. So over to Emerson, they have a couple of new data sheets out. They have the Aspen MTEL data collector for AMS optics, and they had one here on the Crosby J4 style pressure relief valves. And over at MT, Mettler Toledo, they had a couple of new white papers. Now, I didn't go through signing up and downloading them, but I thought you guys would like to know about these. One is called Batch Control Systems Checklist. And I was just going around in there, and I found this. This is their brochure on their batch systems. This is their IND 780 batch. Now, we did have them on the show to talk about the IND 360. Very impressive product. So I'm wondering if maybe I'll reach out to Gina and ask her about this one, because this looks very interesting. It looks like a bigger brother. And I know a lot of these smaller batch systems, a lot of people have them. They're like standalone HMIs that do batching. And a lot of times they go obsolete, and the companies, there were so many companies making these 30, 40 years ago that it's hard to replace them. And trying to do like a complete control system with a Windows-based batching system can be very expensive. I know I was involved in a couple of reviews of those type of systems, and the price just got so expensive that in the end the customer didn't do anything, you know, at least with the vendor I was working with at the time. But from there, they also have another white paper here. This is called Avoid Hidden Losses in Beverage Production. So this is a very cool infographic right here, and so I wanted to share that with you guys. I know MT is, Mettler Toledo is updating their website, and I'm looking forward to that, because it can be a little difficult to find the stuff that's for industry versus they do a lot with labs and other stuff. From there, we go over to a science article, Smart Roads Get Even Better Eyesight. And this article talks about meshing or bringing together data from cameras, radar, and LiDAR to try to form one cohesive picture that can be used to guide vehicles. And I thought it was very interesting. It's still in the works, still in the R&D stage, although I'm sure some companies probably are close to having finished products. Usually if colleges and universities are doing R&D, then many times the companies are farther along in their development of something like this and commercializing it, because they're constantly looking for new products and new advantages. But I thought it was interesting how they're meshing the three and the testing they did to try to come up with a way to do that. And so I wanted to share that with you. Now, with that said, I do want to thank the Automation School. Don't forget, the Arduino course is coming. We give away the online version of every project we do, and we also give away our code, which is nothing special. I mean, it's based on the code that's in the starter kits that we purchased and reviewed. But we give that all away for free. It just comes with the course. And so look for that very soon, because that's what I'm doing right after this. And also just remind you to check out theautomationblog.com. I do have to update that logo. It's kind of, we're in our 11th year now, but in any case, you'll see we're trying to cover all the products and every, you know, product news story, a very interesting news story we're posting up there. Julius is putting up there, you know, an excerpt with a link to the vendor's original story, you know, which is a little bit more than we do over at automate.news. Let me see here. Automate.news is just the links. And I got to ask Julius to change this one, because this is Stronger Together. This is not us. This is PLC Next with Festo. So every once in a while you get a title that doesn't quite fit. But in any case, we have, how many do we have up here now? 180 shows. So we have over 4,000 links, all most of them are tagged, but all of them are categorized. So you can, you know, if you just want to find the Siemens or the Schneider or the Rockwell or Banner or any of our great partners, Redline or anybody really that we cover, you'll find it all up there. And with that, I wanted to go back to our community. So how is, let's talk about how the morning show is going to change. So I love doing this show. I love reading the news, and I love having an aggregate site so I can go back and say, how many times did I cover this vendor? And I've done that a few times when a vendor says, hey, we're thinking about sponsoring a podcast with you. I'll say, oh, that's great. We really want to know more about your products. We've covered you 85 times on the morning show, and we'd love to learn more about it. And so in any case, I love doing all that, but it's a massive, it's like 3 hours a day, right? And so, and it's, I'm using my mornings, I'm pretty much eating up some personal time in the mornings to cover that, because there's no revenue coming in from doing the show. So I've decided to make a change. I'm still going to do the morning news show, but the public edition is going to be like a rundown, a quick rundown. I know a lot of people, They're so busy, they just want to get a quick rundown of the news. So it'll be like the Automation Morning Show News Rundown. I don't have the title yet, but starting tomorrow, I'm going to start doing that. And so it'll be short. Here's the top, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, whatever it is, news stories of today. And I'll just run through them quickly. And the regular Automation Morning Show is now going to go for our members, right? So all the live streams I'm doing, like the Automation Morning Show, that's really the primary one right now, I'm going to actually make them members only, okay? So, and the price for that, $10 a month, right? So 50 cents a show. So those of you who really love sitting down with me, having a cup of coffee, and talking about, and just chatting about the news. Let me see if I can switch over here. Okay, yeah, that's better. So if you really love the morning show and you like kind of the laid back conversational part of it, you know, I'm just going to make that a members only. And if nobody signs up with the memberships, then I'll stop doing it. But I think there's at least a handful of you out there who like this. What this is going to do for me too is by making this show members only and doing a shorter show for the public, it's going to allow me to be freer to say things. Like, I like to be positive about everybody, but sometimes, you know, I feel there's a struggle going on. I want to kind of like express my opinion, but then I feel like, well, maybe that's not politically correct. And so by just making a members show, I feel freer to just, you know, be casual and to have more interaction with the chat, because I know anybody who's chatting is really somebody who really wants to watch the show. They're not just some random dude swinging through the internet and you know, chat bombing. We've had that. I think, was it this week or late last week? We had somebody chat bomb us and put in, hey, buy this stuff. So I don't have time to moderate that stuff. So in any case, that's what we're going to do. So the memberships, they're already available on Locals, automation.locals.com. That's the page we're looking at. Whoops, this way. Nope. No matter how many times I point that way, it's going to be the wrong way. So automation.locals.com. It'll also be, this will be a live stream. It'll also be under the YouTube memberships for, I think it's $9.99. They didn't let me put a $10 in there. So, you know, you get all the live streams there. And then over at the Automation blog, that piece isn't completed yet. That's going to be something I probably work on this afternoon, but you'll see a new membership button there. There'll be like a community, like a kind of like an Automation Facebook there, and all this content. And there'll be other content on the site too that ends up going membership only, just because, you know, we want to reward those people who are supporting the show. So, tomorrow, what you'll see here on all the channels that we stream to, that we can stream to commercial free, we're only doing this on Rumble as kind of a one-off because I can't get in touch with them. I've tried everything. So in any case, so tomorrow, on every place we're at now, except for Rumble, we will be doing a shorter show, like a quick hit show. And if you want to get the longer show, you know, feel free to become a member. And if you don't, you know, I just want to wish you well. You know, I enjoy doing the show, so I'm going to keep doing it. And we're going to do it that way. We are adding a second tier to the membership too. We can't do that on Locals. They just don't support it. But we'll do in the second tier on YouTube and on theautomationblog.com that will include after shows. So there will be like the Automation Podcast. That's all about the vendor presenting to me and I'm trying to ask questions you would like to know about. Well, we're going to start doing after shows where once the vendor disconnects, or if they want to stay connected, they can, where we'll start talking about, you know, kind of like just chatting about what we saw in the show, right? So it's kind of like the Q&A session after a, you know, after you go to a trade show session, there's a Q&A time afterwards where people just throw out all this stuff. That's what the after show will be like. That'll be in the second tier. Plus, there's going to be a new video series that I'm going to be doing in conjunction with the Automation School. It's like the Q&A series we've did before, where I'm going to be going through all the questions that we've had, probably start with the panel view, plus, and just go through all the questions we've got over the years and kind of review them. This is also for to help me prep for the updated Panel View Plus course, but also kind of think about these things as I'm currently filming the Siemens HMI course. So we're going to just start with those, and those will all be part of the second tier of the membership. So, and you'll be welcome to continue to ask me questions in the members areas. So with that, I think that's enough on that. Let me go back to our normal view here. And I got to click on the website again. And I just want to remind everybody, all of the links we've covered in every show, all 4,000 links in all 180 shows, you will find at automate.news. And I just want to wish you guys all a great day. I am going to be filming, once the Arduino course is released, I'll be filming a tour of the offices as the Automation Podcast episode 200. So look for that this afternoon around 3:30. And we do have three sponsored shows coming up after that. And I'll talk more about the future of the Automation Podcast too, but we want to continue doing that. But in any case, I just want to wish you all a great day. And I know it's going to be raining here, so I hope you have nice weather. But in any case, please, no matter what comes your way, I want to encourage you to stay fearless and stay courageous. And until next time, my friends, peace.